Thank you very much for coming this morning. I am Stanley Cox. I'm the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. We're going to hear from four people, including myself, very briefly, in regard to the criminal code, a little bit about the plans for the future implementation, and some things about what I believe are the good things. First of all, I would just like to tell you that in addition to the speakers, brief speakers here today, we have just mentioned the various organizations that have came out in support of the criminal code revision. They include, of course, Missouri Bar, which was important in the original implementation as far as the original work that was done on it. Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys, Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence, Missouri Kids First, Missouri Association of Social Welfare, Missouri Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, Missouri State Public Defenders, Missouri Cable Telecommunication Association, Missouri Sheriff's Association, Missouri Victims Assistance Network, Missouri Retailers Association, Missouri State Fraternal Order of Police, the Kansas City Fraternal Order of Police, and the St. Louis Police Officers Association. My very brief remarks really reference the benefits of this in my perspective of the changes that we've made from a person who has considerable experience in practicing law. Many years ago, before I had no gray hair, I was prosecuting attorney in Pettis County, and I've continued to practice law in that respect. Specifically, in 1979 was the last revision, and of course we know the General Assembly passes lots of laws every year, and so the code becomes a disorganized code, and quite frankly for the practitioner is very important, for not only the practitioner but for the victim and for anyone who would use it to understand it, and I think that's the efforts in the code. One particular thing I want to point out is regard to an improvement. Most of the changes we made in the code are not substantive changes, but when there was non-controversial issues that there was broad consensus that we should change them, we made some changes, specifically on the definition of dangerous felony. Some of these had to do with the rewriting of the language, but some are really substantive changes. Kidnapping in the first degree becomes a dangerous felony. These are the types of felonies that result in substantial incarceration 85% of the time you serve. Punishing the violent offenders is really, really what one important aspect of this code. Child molestation in the first and second degree are also dangerous felons. Intoxicated traffic and boating offenses if the offender is an habitual offender. Again, those dangerous people, we need to protect our society. Broad consensus that we should do that. Finally, also defined as the dangerous felony includes assault in the second degree when they are special victims, such as a police officer. So we give, we clarify that there are certain offenses that are so reprehensible in the assault aspect that they need to be punished with the full strength of the law. I'm certainly proud to have been involved in this effort. And the next speaker is the sponsor in the Senate, Senator Jolie Justice.
Thank you, Representative, and thank you for everything you've done to help move this forward. I am State Senator Jolie Justice, the minority leader in the State Senate. I'm also the ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee and co-sponsor of Senate Bill 491 with Senator Dixon on the House, on the Senate side. I want to just talk to you briefly about the process. Yesterday we delivered to the governor a bill that was, I believe, a little over 600 pages. It was a document, though, that we finally got across the finish line this year, has been 8 years in the making. This started with the Missouri Bar and their foresight that we needed to clean up our criminal code. And so they put together a group of an equal number of prosecutors and criminal defense lawyers to look long and hard at our criminal code, which had not been revised in over 30 years. And during that time, we had spent a lot of time down here in Jefferson City, passing a lot of new laws, passing a lot of new penalties. And we had a criminal code that was frankly unwieldy and not user-friendly. So what we did as the bar is sat down and for 5 years came up with a consensus document. This is a document that criminal defense lawyers, public defenders, and prosecutors agreed on. Now, I don't know if you know how hard that is for those of you who don't practice in criminal law, but getting that group of folks to agree on anything was quite a task. But that's when the real fun began, because then they had to bring it down here to Jefferson City and get us to a point where 197 legislators, or at least the vast majority of us, were able to come up with a document that we could agree on. And that's exactly what we've done. For the last 3 years, we have, in an unprecedented way, vetted this work product. We had well over 24 public hearings. This bill and its various forms have been available online for 3 years now for people to give public input if they couldn't come to Jefferson City to give those public testimony in our hearings. We have addressed or revised or corrected every single concern that has come to us. So it didn't matter if it came from a state agency, a public interest group, a public advocacy group of any sort, we were able to reach a consensus on all of these issues. Then we were able to reach a consensus within our own chambers and get it out of our own chambers. And then finally, the last piece was Representative Cox, Representative Kelly, Senator Dixon, and I sitting down and coming up with a document that we agreed on 100%. That's where we are now. We have a document that has been fully vetted over 8 years. We have a document that we're very proud of. And I'm glad to say that our next speaker is going to talk a little bit about where we go from here and all of the transparency that we have moving forward and all of the safeguards that are in place. So with that, I'll kick it over to Representative Chris Kelly, who will be able to fill in the blanks.
Thank you, Senator. First of all, I want to express my appreciation to my three colleagues here. In my 18 years in the General Assembly gives me the opportunity to take kind of a long view. And almost nothing big happens here without extremely significant, intelligent, and committed work. And these three people, Chairman Cox, Chairman Dixon, and Senator Justice, have done that work. My job was primarily to be an annoying nuisance. And it's worthwhile to think about how we put safeguards into this. Senator Justice started with the process that went, the bar's five-year review. The two chairmen knew in the beginning that this was not going to happen in the first year. So they went through an extensive review process, interim committees, in the case of the House, subcommittees who took various parts of this. But it's big and it's complex, and we knew that the possibility of error going forward exists. So what we did, there's three significant opportunities for any changes that need to be made. First of all, were we to find problems, the governor could certainly call us into special session with the veto session that we'll have in September to fix any problems that he or anyone else could find. And we have pled with everyone to show us the problems. Second, we've delayed the implementation process for 2 years so that the legislature can have 2 years to evaluate any suggestions for improvement. The theory out there by people who are not happy with this is that there is no possibility, no room for error. That presumes that there is no error in the criminal code today, which of course everyone knows is false. And Jolie talked about the ability to reach consensus. Let me give you an example of one kind of error that we did and everybody who participated reached on. I think, and my colleagues believe, that it is an error for a 12-year-old girl to be able to consent to sexual conduct. That should not exist in the law. We all agree to that and we fixed that. So when someone asserts that there's no room for error, I implore you to consider the errors that currently exist that we have been able to address here. I once again want to express my appreciation to the bar and to my colleagues for allowing me to participate in what is one of the most intellectually enjoyable and productive legislative activities of my time here. Thank you very much. And I turn it over to Chairman Dixon from the Senate.
As I stand here and look in the hall this morning, I see the words above us, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." I want to thank our colleagues at the bar and the past presidents who have presided over the 8-year process. I want to thank them for having a vision so that we could follow forward on that. I want to thank Chairman Cox and Senator Justice for catching that vision early and for leading us to this point. Thank you both for your leadership very much. I want to thank our partners who are here, who have come to the table and have offered us their wisdom. I want to thank, speaking of wisdom, he was not a thorn. I want to thank Representative Cox. I consider him a wise sage, and I appreciate his wisdom and experience in helping us navigate this path. One of our highest priorities is a strong, effective criminal justice system that protects the lives, the liberty, and the property of our citizens. We need to deal justly, and we need to deal swiftly with those who commit crimes, especially violent ones. A clear, concise, and understandable criminal code provides judges, prosecutors, and public defenders with the tools they need to deal effectively with those violent offenders. However, maintaining the criminal code is not a 3-year or even an 8-year or 10-year process. It needs to be a process of constant quality improvement. Representative Cox and I are pursuing legislation in Senate Bill 575 and Senate Bill 621, as well as other bills, to create a joint committee focused on our justice system with a permanent subcommittee on the Missouri Criminal Code. The Criminal Code Subcommittee will conduct and supervise a continuing program of revision designed to maintain the cohesiveness, the consistency, and the effectiveness of the criminal laws of our state. Every 10 years, it will recommend criminal code revision bills to the General Assembly. I want to wrap up today by making note of where we stand. We do not stand on the Senate side. We do not stand on the House side of this building. We stand here in the middle, in the hall of the people. We have come together and we have gotten the job done. And I thank everyone behind me, and I thank those who have helped.